your bag, sir?
Yeah.
I need to check it by hand over here.
Okay.
Sir, what is this?
That's lube.
Lube?
Yeah.
Sir, you can't carry this on the plane.
I don't need it on the plane. I need it for later in the hotel.
Well, sir, if you'd like, you could go through again and mail it to yourself. Or you could check your bag with the lube in it.
I can keep it if my bag is checked. I can keep it in there.
Yes, sir.
What? But if it's dangerous...
Is it dangerous?
No, it's not dangerous. I'm saying if you're technically afraid of it in my carry-on, then why... If it's a weapon in there, then I'm just saying, why is it okay underneath? Why is it less of a threat in the belly of the plane if it has some sort of... I'm not saying this is a weapon.
Sir, what's in this bottle?
Lube.
Lube?
Yes, it's lubricant for masturbating with. It's technically made for sex, but I have personally never used it that way. I use it to masturbate with. It's easier to masturbate if I use this lubricant.
Let him keep it.
Welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. With me today, Will Papagiorgio.
Yo.
And potential new co-host, at least for the Saturdays. Hi. We have Kate. I simply know you as Atomic Kate, whatever the hell your email address is.
I saw you pausing there. I didn't know if you were going to even remember my first name.
What is your Christian name, woman?
It's Kate Myers.
Kate Myers, that's right. All right. Wait, does that mean you're not Christian?
Well.
That's how we screen on this program. All right, well, you can listen to the show live every Saturday at 3 to 4 p.m. at fcac.org/WEBR. Archives of the show, as well as my writing, found at inpapasbasement.com. Tweet us, at Papa's Basement. Like us on Facebook. Will, you love that liking, don't you?
I hate Facebook.
All right, you can like us at facebook.com/papasbasement. Let's get to it. Let's get to it. For I want to say the past month or so, past at least couple weeks, I'm going to fall back from the mic.
Sit in a damn chair like a human being.
No.
I
look cool.
Stand the whole show?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It keeps me like perky.
Prevents him from voiding himself.
Yeah.
He has problems.
I can't afford a hemorrhoid donut, so this is what I do everywhere. It makes me look like a man of action. But for a while now, I've been thinking, you know, Rachel's great as a co-host. Love her. And I want her to be on future shows that we, like, kind of record during the week when she's not tying up the live phone line.
You don't need to justify your guilty conscience to me. You know how I feel about her.
You shut your goddamn mouth. You play along with the charades on this man's show.
Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing?
I'm laughing at how inaccurate you are. So, yeah, I kind of put it out there on Craigslist. Like, hey, I do a show. We've got a lot of listeners, even if it isn't, you know, real radio. If it's just this.
Barnyard radio.
Yeah. We get a lot of the online listeners, the real miscreants.
Going out on styrofoam cups attached to strings.
Yeah, exactly. Treehouse radio. And so I threw that ad out there, and I was goddamn shocked at the instant cavalcade of replies.
I wouldn't be. Everyone really? Wants something for nothing.
Yeah, to any skeevy guy out there who ever wants to get laid, just say you're a producer or a radio host or anything like that.
That's what people do.
Yeah, like, pretty much that is Hollywood. But yeah, you're conducting auditions in a... I almost dropped the F-bomb in a rental warehouse, you know, down Eskridge Road, where we might be located right now. And, yeah, they show up and you pop them with a bar of soap and a towel. And
no, that's like the crap on the dirty.com, like the 30K millies, as they call them. You know, if you sink, like, all the money you have into, like, one expensive outfit, If you take pictures,
like I have right now,
if you take pictures of yourself like standing next to someone else's Maserati or something and put it on your Facebook page, there will be women dumb enough out there.
That's brilliant. We need to do that.
They buy into it. I mean, if you want to, honestly, it goes back to like I remember one of the guys in Oasis was saying like, you know how there's that huge buzz behind them, like, oh, they're the best band in the world, like in the mid-90s or whatever?
What a horrible time. Go on.
But it's just like, you know, self-propagated. And it's like, yeah, we just tell everyone we're the best band in the world. And even if like...
King of all media? What?
Yeah, even if like 50% of the people believe you, then that's 50% of the world thinking you're the best band in the world.
Yeah.
People are dumb.
We're the God... What?
I just like to interject. I am the best co-host in the world.
There you go.
In case I haven't been clear on that already.
You are the S. By the way, people are watching you on webcam right now.
Oh, awesome.
Actually, they're watching
me. So should I put my shirt back on?
No. So, yeah, I put it out there that, you know, look, I'd like someone at least to sit in on Saturdays so our phone line's open. People can call in. Guilty conscience fully assuaged at this point.
What's that number?
No, they don't want to call in right now. No. I will give them the bat signal when it's time to call in.
555-PLOW.
Yes, exactly.
Mr. Plow.
Tony Plow from Happy Days. So, Kate was one of those that replied. Kate Myers.
One of the many.
Of dubious religious descent.
I like to keep the mystery.
Okay.
To remain an enigma.
Yeah.
Wait, can we guess?
You can guess all you want.
I'm going with Haffy, like Mike Myers. She's a daywalker.
I didn't know Myers was a Jewish name.
Yeah. Mm. Like Michael Myers. Famous Semitic killer. It can't just be German.
I don't know. The nose on that mask was a little too small.
It was a William Shatner mask.
He should have had the mask from Clockwork Orange. Comes out like a...
bangs the old lady's gooch with... Oh, my droogies. Yeah. I'm going to go with half wasp, half...
Italian?
No, not Italian. Half.
She's very tan.
Yeah, that's the Jewish half.
Jews aren't tan.
Yeah, they are.
I don't know. I don't know anything about them.
All right, I'm going to give you a hint. I worked for a Jewish newspaper.
That kind of
I'm a winner. Yeah, I'm winning here. I'm winning this.
All right.
Are you ready to? Okay.
Bully for you.
Are you ready to know how right you are? I'm Roman Catholic.
What? You're just a German Meyer?
No. Okay. Going to blow your mind again.
What?
It's my married name.
Oh, okay. Well, what's your maiden?
That's Rodriguez.
Okay.
If you're married,
Italian name.
Yeah.
You don't have on a wedding ring.
Yeah, well, I'm divorced now.
So why don't you change
your
name?
Where's your sombrero?
Because you know what a pain in the ass it was to change my name
that's
from
true.
Rodriguez?
You shouldn't have done it in the first place.
Whatever.
Well,
you're
that's
champing
true.
At the bit to change it from Rodriguez. You, you wanted your credit scores
Hell
climbing.
Oh, yeah.
See?
Yeah. I'm not Latin, I'm Jewish.
You know how it a pain it is to explain to people how to spell your name.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Rodriguez?
You go through that every time. Oh,
who? What kind of moron doesn't know how to spell Rodriguez?
You can spell it with a Q, you can spell it with an S.
A Q?
There are so many morons in this world.
In Northern Virginia, though?
Yeah.
Like, with the Salvadorian population around here?
Yeah.
God damn, you can't go to a McDonald's. Like, most of the time they say, like, Como?
Oh, God.
When you go through the drive-thru.
All right. Okay. At the window right now of the studio, we have Richard Killiam licking the glass. Come in. Come on.
At the windows? Like, I'm in the green room. The guest is coming on.
Green rooms have windows.
Well, let's bring
studio.
Richard in. Let's bring Richard. He's in the green room.
Get your ass on mic. No one can hear you.
I'm just telling you.
Say hi to the co-host, Rodriguez.
Hi, Rodriguez.
Hey, Richard.
That's your name now. You're Rodriguez. I like it. God, we can get away with so many more jokes now.
The guest is now on the show.
Richard's black, too, so we can say things there. We got safe harbor.
That was the one good thing about having Leo.
Oh, God.
N-word insurance.
God, I missed that card. God damn.
We can't be racist.
Why are you standing up?
Because I do
We've covered this already.
That's my thing.
If you weren't even tardier than me, you would have been
Rachel?
Okay.
We covered that already, too.
Okay.
Hello?
God damn, why did I let you? Wearing your goddamn table, your picnic table shirt. What the hell
your
is that?
Your shirt looked like a curtain. Your shirt looked like a dish rack.
What are you wearing?
That's a good radio joke.
What are you wearing?
That's a Wu-Tang joke, can, son.
Yeah, for those out there, you can watch on the webcam.
That's a horsey polo shirt.
God.
It's called Preppy.
What the hell is that brand? Is that just Polo?
It's Polo, yeah.
Is that where the little looks like guy playing Polo logo comes from?
Looks like it's made out of a special semen-resistant fabric. Wait, Jesus Christ.
But that's different than Polo by Ralph Lauren.
I can go wherever I want. It's the same Polo.
I can go that's wherever I want. It doesn't show.
So Ralph Lauren invented that? It's like sometimes it's wrinkle-free, you know?
It's just like semen-resistant.
Ralph Lauren semen-resistant.
You can be messy if you want, yeah.
All right. Okay. But glad you're here. As you drink soda in the studio. That's awesome.
Do you want to dump? Permitted.
Yeah. You want to dump some on the microphone while we're at it? And I can defecate on the soundboard.
It's not going to spill. You know what? I'm going to need to use a plug for my iPhone. It's out of batteries. I've been hours.
A plug for a fine product.
I'm sorry, but... No, it's kind of like in Sideways where the guy's like, some wines are very fine. You need to take care of them. It's more rewarding.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that. You just got to constantly baby your iPhone. You got to plug it in.
Are you going to freak out if I offer you Merlot?
Yeah, exactly.
And then you walk in on me balls deep on a Sandra Oh.
All right, now you're just citing scenes from the movie. That's not a reference. Now you're just listing scenes from the movie. What's that?
That's humor.
I was making a analogy here.
No, that's the best scene in the whole goddamn movie. What are you talking about?
I did see that movie and I saw that scene.
How is that good? She's disgusting.
No, it's just the dude's bare ass. He's still in his polo shirt, wearing socks. He's just balling her out.
Giamatti?
Actually, which scene? There's two sex scenes in that movie. There's the one where it's like two huge fat people.
No, come on.
That's awesome.
Oh, God, you are a foul pig. No, the good one is with Sandra Oh is disgusting, but that's the funny one.
Oh, give it to me good, G.I. Joe. Give it to me good.
So, Richard just broke up with a Japanese girl.
I was going to say, how's that going? Is that why you're shaking your head at our racist humor?
Take that, you clap-having Jezebel!
All right, so I...
Many condolences.
Yeah,
I have dishonored myself by allowing you into my bed. In a dream, I felt the tears of my ancestors.
Maybe it's because I wasn't black. Apparently there's like a rumor that they like black guys.
Okay, so I'm the racist, but they like black guys.
Yeah.
Is that your science?
No, they like just non-Asian guys. The same way black guys like non-black girls. So.
Oh, God. All right.
Everyone just wants something besides their mommy.
The rumor. I like how you said that. The rumor on the street. Is that what the kids are saying now?
Oh, that's Yahoo questions.
Jesus Christ. Wow.
I don't know. I was really bored at work yesterday. Really bored.
So you're bored and you break up with an Asian girl and you're just like, do Asian chicks bang black dudes? Yahoo
answers. I don't even know how I found it. I was trolling the Craigslist boards and it was like Craigslist linked to that.
You need to get some.
Yeah. And so I'm in contact with a Craigslist broad now, man. It's kind of fascinating. I don't know. It's a little weird.
Rodriguez, pull on your eyelids. See if that does it for him.
Not bad.
Thank you.
God.
Wow. So I don't think the camera picked that up. That was really good.
Look in the camera, make the Miley Cyrus face.
The camera picks up everything because its lens is round. Get it?
I get you.
It's on the Christmas tree, Rockefeller.
All right. So, I want to give a lot of respect over to Rodriguez here. Can we just call you Rodriguez?
You can call me whatever you want.
Hey.
It's like a cop.
Speaking of Craigslist, Craigslist, back to Craigslist, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
I'm a Craigslist babe.
She is. Wow. She's a Craigslist troll.
Was this strictly platonic or casual encounters?
M4T.
Oh my! I was like, I didn't know what T meant. What is M4T? And I was like, am I going to click and find out? Like, it can't be anything good. Like, maybe I would be better off not knowing. And I was like, no, come on. I got to know.
There's two genders. Like, T cannot be good. It stands for third party.
The Ross Perot. It stands for tranny, right?
Transsexual, transvestite, whatever.
Because then I saw like MMT.
Transgender.
MMT for WWM, you know, like.
Oh, people are getting so technical at this point. It's like WWJD. I can't even figure it out.
Different types of marketing, like porn blogs you can click on.
People got genitals on top of genitals nowadays. I don't know what's doing. It's confusing.
Vaginuses?
funnily enough, I remember clicking on WW4M.
There's yeah,
totally
none.
Empty.
Yeah, what a shocker! Yeah.
What a shocker!
Just women. Two girls trolling Craigslist looking for a guy to bang both yeah. of them at the same yeah. time.
Can you show really up as surprised. A plumber thought, or a pizza boy?
I thought there was going to be lots of like offers, you know? Like,
yeah,
we're
right we next. Have a strange request.
Yeah,
hear us out on this one.
We're looking to be raped and maybe contract chlamydia. Bring it.
God, you know what would be gold? I don't think I've ever even clicked out of curiosity. It would be like MM
yes,
for W. Like just pictures of two guys. Like,
let's
yeah,
do
we're
that.
Bro.
I don't think I saw any of
let's
that.
Do that for the show.
Just us like giving the high five.
Just high five.
The question mark in the middle of who completes the Eiffel Tower.
Could I mean, this yeah, be yeah, you? Yeah. The sad thing is you get a lot of hits for that probably. Girls that are into gay guys or whatever.
That yeah, that's actually more common.
It's only gay if you cross swords. Or if you're in the two like the well, two no, houses that are in the same neighborhood.
Yeah, there's going to be a
saying,
lot of
if you're saying MM for W, that's like you're a gay couple and you want a girl.
No, it could be two brosifs looking
dude,
at yeah. double.
Dude, MM, they're right next to each other. They're like doing each other.
That just that's tallying the number of schlongs.
They're just very comfortable with themselves and yeah. their sexuality.
Yeah.
And they're ready to explore new things.
They ain't afraid to F a man.
When you grow
a.
up, maybe you'll understand that.
So, oh, yeah. When I grow up into a gay guy.
An errant finger finds their backside? Who's a mouth? Whose mouth is it? My eyes are closed. Surprise.
It doesn't
me.
Matter.
Yeah. They're very European like that.
Yeah. Well.
But,
fascinating sight.
Rodriguez, you get some props because I can't tell you how many people contacted me after that initial post. Because I was pretty straight up about what you're in store for when you come here. And I don't think I'm that big a ball buster, but I guess I am.
No.
Will is.
Oh, no.
Will is. Everyone still loves that episode where you just tear into Veronica
oh,
like
that
a wild
my favorite,
dog.
That was my favorite episode ever.
I am abusive.
All right, then.
Well, it's kind of like the prey was bleeding and you just like leapt on it and like...
I need that as a like, soundbite. I like am abusive.
It's like shark smelling blood. It's like she was feeling down or something.
She's
and
acting
like
such a C.
Yeah, she was.
Like she's just here like texting on her phone. I think I sent her a text message.
Country
like,
Meg Twat.
There you go.
Yeah. But, yeah, a lot of people were like, yeah, I can hang with the boys. Bring it. So I would reply pretty much like, all right, this is my site, and mm-hmm. here are some samples of the show. Please. Did I come off as a prick in my reply? I mean, a little
no,
bit, maybe.
You're straightforward.
I simply straightforward. Requested what? That you take – here, you explain. What did I – in the Wait. Reply email that I don't even remember writing, what did I say?
Well, you were drunk at the time, and that exactly. came across. You just – said here's the site and listen to some stuff and you know be comfortable with it. We make jokes and that was it. And I mean you mentioned a Shock Jock.
Yeah.
And another radio host who actually I don't like his show. So I was a little worried about that.
Yeah, no, Diane. That one.
Which one? Name
who?
Names.
Who?
Yeah.
Was it Elliot?
Yeah, it's Elliot.
Oh,
and I can't stand his effing show.
Me neither. Yeah,
terrible.
He's not good, but I cited him as an example as long as people they can relate to Elliot.
Elliot.
Okay.
Yeah, so I listened because I don't like to nice. Go to things and not know what I'm going to do.
Good for you. Yeah. All I can say is I received like easily 50-something replies maybe in two times I've posted that.
Yeah.
And I've sent the spam email back where I'm like, great, I got a ton of replies. Check this ass out. You still want in? Contact me. You're like maybe one of four people who actually came back after they checked out the site and listened to the show. I swear to God. And at first I was like, maybe they're just lazy and they're not doing it. And finally one girl replied who was like really enthusiastic. And she's like, I can hang with your humor as long as it's not too abusive. She checks out the site, emails me back the next day. She's like, regretfully, after reading your writing and listening to the show, I don't think I can be a part of it. Good luck.
Oh, duh.
Did she send a headshot?
No.
Just explain, like, why she wrote that email.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, I was going to say, if it was a fatty.
You'd have opened the attachment.
I can't
like,
believe
Veronica?
She wasn't interested in running through this gauntlet.
No, I mean, Will can attest to this. I actually got to apologize to Rodriguez over here because I added you on Facebook just so I could text you at work instead of being on the phone.
Yeah, yeah.
And what the hell is your main Facebook picture?
Oh, that was from college.
What was it? It was a painting or what?
No, it's a snip from a photograph that my roommate, who was a photo major, took.
It's like a huge fat chick head, like an alt looking chick
head. It's me going
head.
Like that.
Like, you look massive face wise in it.
I do have a very big face.
Oh, no, so this is a chick you said was fat?
Yeah, yeah, this is the fatty. So, like, I turn to my bro, and I'm like, son of a bitch, the one we got coming in, she's a big effing fatty. And Will was the mature one. He's like, who cares as long as she's funny? And I was like, I goddamn care. I don't want to stare at that. I don't want to be depressed for the duration of the show.
Well, can you bring up the picture?
Sure, I'll punch it up right now.
I thought you were going to say it's going to be like the sketch from Big Lebowski.
Did you look at any of my other photos?
No.
Oh, see, that's what you missed out.
I just saw one went running for the hills.
I just saw the big fat face. I was like, I don't need this mess.
Gotta pick a good main Facebook pic.
Yeah, really. I don't care if people think I'm fat. This looks like Tulu rising from the depths to eat. God damn, look at this, man.
Is that how you pronounce it? Tulu?
Tulu, Cthulhu,
it's
whatever
Cthulhu.
The hell.
Really?
Don't listen to him, it's Cthulhu.
Yeah, that's pretty disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's from in college. Can you see my eyebrow piercing in that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, son of a bitch, man. Because it was like you, and then there's some...
Well, you seriously look like morbidly obese in that
picture. Yeah, thank you.
Like, you look like one of those people, like, they have to, like, knock down a wall of your house to get you out. Yeah.
It's totally just the way, like, I was, like, doing this kind of thing with my head all squished up.
So no, if you panned down and you weren't wearing a Cure shirt, I would have been shocked. Like,
oh, I wasn't. I was wearing
what
a They Might Be Dying
shirt. What are you trying to say about Cure fans? What are you trying to say about Cure fans?
What? You don't know that, like, every fat chick, every fat gothy-looking girl owns at least a couple Cure shirts?
I disagree.
I don't know. If you're fat, you gotta play the goth.
I've been to a lot of concerts, and I don't think Cure fans were the fattest. I'd say Placebo, maybe.
I'm not saying overall they're Placebo the fattest. Fans. I'm just saying a lot of gothy fat girls have.
Yeah, because then they can say they're outcast because of their lifestyle, not their weight. What? Guys don't want me because they're afraid of me. I'm an outsider.
You want to come
Bob
home
Smith
and listen
is a
to Blood Flowers with me?
Teddy bear.
Yeah, Robert Smith is cuddly, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God, that guy's disturbing. He looks like that
with
picture.
His leg warmers, he's so sweet.
Dude, 50-year-old men should not be wearing makeup. Like, that is a scary-ass sight.
Okay,
right
men
there.
Should not be wearing makeup, period.
Yeah, but, like, when you're, like, 20 or 30 or something, and you want to be
experimenting with eyeliner.
It's something.
I mean, you can pull it off. Like, when a guy's, like, fat and saggy and looks like Boy George, and you got, like...
Oh, he looks like effing Dame Edna.
Yeah, I mean, it looks
just
like
take
something...
the glasses off.
In the M for T section, like... It is some scary ass. Like, seriously.
That's his branding, though. Like, he can't stop doing it.
He should.
He'll just look like a normal guy.
Gene Simmons, well, I guess he resumed.
Yeah, don't cite that example. What, you want Lick
Gene Simmons should, goddamn.
You want Lick It Up Part 2?
Like, that guy looks better with the
makeup.
Oh,
he totally
on.
Looks better with the makeup.
Ugly
on.
Mother ever.
Oh, yeah. Gene, so what's Gene's real name?
Hiam?
Oh, is that?
While we continue with a certain theme of this show. No. Yeah, he was a former, like, rabbinical student.
I know he's Jewish,
something
but
like that. Yeah.
I forgot Gene was actually a nickname.
Yeah.
Shlomo. I don't know.
Why? Oh, God, you brought in the gay mix?
Yeah.
For those who haven't heard the gay mix before, one time there was a dude who...
Nobody's heard it before.
We've played it on the
Does
show
it have
before.
Gay Bar like by Electric Six on it?
No,
I love
that
song.
Me too.
No, the gay mix is something. Rich had a friend in college who was definitely more than a friend.
He tried out as drummer for my band. He wasn't a friend.
Wait, okay, but they tried him out.
Like, or I didn't even have a band. He was like, oh, I play drums. I play guitar. So I was like, let's form a band.
Oh, tried out as. I thought you said he tried out your drummer.
No. That'd be in the M for M.
Yeah.
No. We jammed, you know. And he
I'm
played
sure
the drums. Yeah, yeah.
You mean he jammed?
Just such a thin pretense for homoerotic
yeah,
tension.
Yeah, yeah. That's what it always is, right? But yeah,
no,
jammed
definitely,
with his sticks.
Yeah, definitely this
I
guy.
I can't believe this guy is in a band making fun of this. Oh.
No, this guy definitely wanted to thump jam. Your bass drum, man.
And I don't know about that.
He then gives you a friggin' mixtape. A mix
oh, that's
CD.
That's so sweet.
I think it was just like
Rich
you need
Enora's
to get into cool music or something.
Playlist.
Really? Is that it?
Yeah.
He was trying to convert.
He's trying to convert. Exactly.
Listen, it doesn't even sound that
side.
Bad.
No, I'm not going to play it.
What songs are
we
on it?
We played it before.
Well,
yeah, what's
it,
on
it? It has Spock singing the Hobbit song, right? It's that CD.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Just Google.
That's not the worst part. It's after the Hobbit song that it gets pretty.
Oh, there are some like straight up like R&B slow jams, man. Yeah,
that's where it gets a little.
Like, oh, that was like some you. Balls on cheeks action.
And then there's like one emo slow like breakup song or something like. Let Me Love You. Or...
Was there a second jam session?
So, yeah.
It was a little weird. But then at the end, it's just like a string of like 80s sitcom theme songs, like Saved by the Bell and...
Fraggle Rock?
No, like it was like the Saved by the Bell theme song and 90210's theme song.
I think that's
like,
so you cool. can pass, like, it, like, he can pass it cool, all you know? Off as yeah. a joke in the end.
Right.
In case you're like, right. is this like a homo overture? He's like, what, is Saved by the Bell gay? And you'd yeah. be like... Ha ha ha, I guess not. He's like, how about some red wine, Richard?
Sounds like the soundtrack he wanted to make love to you too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's...
Like after he's done and toweling off, he's listening to the sitcom stuff. He's like thumping his chest like, Charles in charge!
But he wasn't like well-dressed or clean-cut or anything.
That's why he needed the mix CD. Had he been all clean-cut and stuff, he could have turned you like, with a lot less effort.
Or even like effeminate at all.
Well, how do you even know
he was a bear?
Gay?
Yeah, they're dumpy.
I don't think he was. Like, this is John. Like, I was listening to the mix CD once because it has some good songs on it. It has, like,
we were out getting
Ben Folds Five.
This wasn't gay.
On a mandate.
We were out getting a pizza together, you know, and driving around.
Holding hands, yeah.
Yeah, both of us shifting the stick at the same time.
Yeah. I was teaching you how to to drive stick shift. No, and I just, like, put it on. John's like, who the F made you this CD? It's, like, gay, like... gay mix CD, and I was like, I don't know, it's just a bunch of songs, you know? And then, like, it didn't hit me, like I just thought the guy was into, like, 70s R&B, like, Marvin Gaye.
Rape.
Like, what is, like, Marvin Gaye and,
Oh, it was definitely some Marvin Gaye screwing, it should have been, like, the stylistics and stuff. I mean, it was just horrible. It couldn't have been gayer if there were, like, two stick figures getting it on with a question mark next to
it. I think the
him.
Audience wants to hear it.
Okay, we can do a little
pick
random...
Pick best track.
Yeah.
Well, just skip through anyway.
All right, here's some gay audio.
Just listen to the intros.
Da, 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 da.
So when did this all go down?
This is college.
Oh.
Experimenting.
Are you still the same goddamn CD?
Yeah, I meant a lot. Obviously, I haven't bought a CD since college, dude. All right,
let's go to like track 7
me
or something.
Neither. I feel you.
There's
that.
No F-bombs on this, right?
I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah. A man gives you this.
Oh, wow.
And a man gives you this.
The music you were going to play didn't sound anything like this.
Yeah.
No. Maybe he wanted it to.
Did he color the inside circle of the CD brown and hand it to you on a finger?
That's vulgar, John.
God, listen to this. I'm about to get it on with the desk right now. Listen
yeah,
to this.
Yeah, this one is kind of over the top.
Oh, really? Just this one? Come on. God damn!
What
dude.
Else? We
this guy was so hot for your pole.
No, come on. He's just into this kind of music.
No, college is the time for experimenting.
Yeah,
you missed
all right,
out.
Here, two tracks in. This is the only other
this
one.
Is two tracks. That was the first track.
The hell is this? Like Steelheart?
Oh, this is Motley Crue.
No. I think it's Poison.
No, girl, don't good. Go away, man.
Yeah, I said production's too good.
Girl,
before.
Just go away.
That sounds like Vince.
So he's giving you Motley
this
Crue.
This is fun.
Yeah, but this is before it was cool to like the Crue again.
Right, yeah, right. This is when it was just, this is when it was just straight up butt rock. Like about spandex and Vince Neil looking prettier than half the women in the like, 80s.
Nikki Sixx was eating out of dumpsters at the point in time.
All right, one more.
Are you saying random?
Yeah. Okay. This is just random. Into unbiased. Richard's homoerotic odyssey. Okay.
Is this Man-Eater?
Oh, okay. No.
No.
Yeah,
this
that's
is
it.
Part-time lover.
God damn.
Well, this is Stevie Wonder, right?
Yeah, part-time
classic,
lover.
Classic pop singer.
You know what this song is about?
There is a theme.
No, I don't.
It's about genitals going...
What do you mean? Wait, what is this song? I don't know what this song is. It's part-time lover. It's like a love, like a,
it has
like a
lover in the
wife
title.
Yeah,
right?
There's lover in the title. Come on.
There's definitely
never treat me wrong, Richard. don't shun his advances.
All right, one more.
Pretty strange
one
choice
more?
For me.
You want to go for broke? I mean, we've gone like 3 for 3 as far as I'm concerned.
Let's keep going until the streak's broke.
Okay. It's track 13.
Track 13, all right.
Are we into the TV theme song yet?
That's a lot of tracks, too.
Uh-oh.
God.
Jesus, I want to say 13.
I can't.
Like...
I can't even look at you after this.
What? I didn't make it.
I'm not going to let you in my car after this. Okay. Ghostbusters.
Yeah, I think so.
What is? What is? I've got Ray Parker Jr. on my show now, thanks to you, piece of the ass. This is what you offer. Let's listen to the Spock song. God, I can't
turn
away.
This isn't gay, it's just kind of childish.
Well, maybe he likes
Yeah.
It's kind of childish in 80s. Nothing gay about that.
You ever see him on Dateline with Chris Hansen?
Ooh. Sit down, have a cookie.
Yeah, I gave you the CD.
Look, I just came here to drop off a mix CD. Not according to these IMs.
Why don't you have a seat?
Yes, okay.
This is Spock.
This is the Spock song.
In the middle of the earth, in the land of Shire, lives a brave little hobbit whom we all admire, with his long wooden pipe, fuzzy woolly toes.
Great song.
Did this guy do a lot of drugs?
I don't think so.
Because that would be like
nerdy.
The only excuse he had.
Jesus.
If this guy just smoked like every substance known to man, then...
Now, he struck me as like the guy who's into like Adult Swim without smoking pot, you know? Like for the actual human.
Tell you what he strikes me as.
Here. Oh, that's it?
Take it, pink shirt. God damn.
Well,
Jesus Christ.
I don't know what to say.
Way to usher in the M2M hour. Damn.
I didn't even occur to me. That's what's amazing to me.
Is that how oblivious you are?
Yeah.
Did he, like, walk in licking an
ice
cream cone?
I mean, I'm oblivious
cone?
To women, too. That's the thing. Like, that's why I didn't get laid in
like,
college. I was
picture,
oblivious to men hitting on me. I was oblivious to women hitting
on me. I picture this guy
in my own world.
In the tightest of tight shorts on roller skates, like, rolling up to your door, just muscles glistening.
Here's this mix CD.
Yeah, I brought you something. Just, like,
no,
big package,
it was
barely
totally,
concealed in
it
this.
Was, like, 100% friendly, like, yo, man, I made
I
you
bet
a mix
it was.
CD. Yeah.
That's how they turn you.
That's how they turn
you. That's how they turn you.
Well, this didn't turn me.
Oh,
I barely listened to the CD and he stopped talking to me.
We play dandy balls and legs are spread and penis butt.
Oh my god.
That's why he stopped talking to you. You didn't listen to the CD. You didn't get the message, man. He's not interested in you.
I remember feeling like he was a little weird. Like
he cried himself to sleep over this.
Yeah, wow.
He was really trying. Yeah.
Richie Double H over here. Nah, homo heartbreaker.
I think he's just, maybe he was in denial. There was no overtures of like let's hook up or
really?
Anything. Yeah.
Did he ever like walk out of your bathroom with his pants down? Like, oh, it's because I'm so drunk.
No, I mean we like hung out a couple times, and he's just like, I'm gonna make you mix CD.
How did you meet him?
Like posting for like drummers, you know.
Online.
Oh no! I think it was college radio. I was doing college radio. He was also a college radio DJ.
Nothing good happens out of community radio.
This wasn't community. It was college. It's cooler.
Same thing.
Not the same thing.
Same damn thing.
We had tons of listeners. My Sunday morning slot. 9 a.m. Sunday morning.
I did it once with my friend. It's like only weird-ass townies listening to it. It's creepy.
Yeah. Pretty much. Weird townies.
All nice. Right.
That's the segue noise.
No, this is the segue. All right, now that we've established Richard is gay.
Right.
And that we have a Spaniard over here, Rodriguez.
Hola.
There we go. Let's cut to, God, I wanted to say it was the crux of the show. We're already halfway through this crap. We got like 20 minutes of segment left.
We're having so much fun.
We are. It just flowed. And people, I want you calling in at the end of this one. I want your opinions. Okay, here goes. For those that don't know, and pretty much everyone does know because I have 8 listeners and they've heard the story like 20 times now, in my other life, away from radio, the one that can kind of pay bills, I'm a locksmith. And one of the people I work for, we're the bad guys. We foreclose homes on poor people, and I get a bunch of people with last names like the new co-host, and we take all their crap with the aid of a sheriff. And we throw it on their lawn as they scream and beg. And it's the same story over and over. I've got an arrangement with the bank. We've actually been paying the bills. It's so sad to listen to.
No.
Mr. Superman is not. Okay. And I had to be in D.C. at 9 a.m. yesterday and the day before to do these evictions. So I was working a night shift at XM till about 2 in the morning, getting home, waking up at 7.
Do that cocaine.
Yeah, exactly. That is my peppy secret. So I drive in, and we kick these poor people out of their house.
And
what's usually the case as you unload the junk, these aren't the most fiscally responsible people.
What? Lots of rims.
The KCD was more uplifting.
Yeah, it was. No. We're trying to keep things real and get to the economy and real issues here.
Oh, okay.
That's what Papa's Basement's about.
All right. Larry King Live over
exactly.
There.
Exactly. We foster an understanding, and from there we move on.
Mm.
Political. That type of thing.
Excellente.
Not your lowbrow that you brought in here.
Oh, sorry about that.
All your semen jokes and... Not my cup of tea, man.
Okay.
Not my cup of tea.
Well, go on.
Okay. So, usually you'll find a mess of flat-screen TVs. Let's see. Yesterday's haul included a couple big-screen TVs and a beautiful pool table.
You know, it's because it's Sabado Gigante. You got to have a TV big enough to watch it on.
Well, she really is Spanish.
I know. Say something else.
I don't know any Spanish.
What?
Sabado Gigante.
You're Spanish, though. Like, I'm Greek.
I could tell from her accent.
What?
She couldn't speak Spanish.
No, I can't, because I said Gigante.
So are you just
Gigante.
Pretending to?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
Works for me, as long as we get
it's
that.
Just the last name.
Okay.
Yeah, you fooled everyone, so it's all
yeah. Okay, so we're hauling all this crap out, and these are in bad neighborhoods, typically. Again, not to stereotype, saying nothing about the people involved in any specific capacity. You draw your own conclusions as to which neighborhoods these foreclosures typically occur in. And you bring these things out, people go ape-ass, like ants on sugar cubes. Like, they see their neighbor's possessions on the lawn, they don't care. The instant that guy turns his back, or especially if the family's not there, they're grabbing the TVs, they're grabbing couches, computers. The electronics are the first to go.
They just run up and grab stuff?
Well, I'll tell you one thing that really sticks out in my mind. A guy walked up, he was smoking a Kool.
Was he brown?
He was tanned. Yeah. He was very...
He just said he was smoking a Kool.
He was smoking something of a menthol variety. And he just paused. And he's like...
Oh, my mercy. What has we here?
He pulled the Kool away from his mouth. And he said, young man, what will...
Excuse me, sir.
Good sir, may I ask you a question?
It vexes me that possessions are on the lawn. What will be done about this? No, he eyed up the big screen
TV. What be going on over here?
He eyed up the big screen TVs. He's like, what the hell's all this doing on the lawn? I was like, well, we evicted them, man. That's their crap on the lawn. He's like, so who can take it?
The people don't, like, hang out and watch guard till they can get, like, a truck or something?
Sometimes yeah, really. They aren't there. Sometimes they aren't there, and this is where I'm the real bastard. I'm the locksmith who drills out their door and lets, like, the sheriffs or the U.S. Marshals or whoever we have working with us on any given day.
Right. Yeah, but if they're not there, they chose not to be there.
No, they just surprised their asses. Man.
Oh, one time
so,
we
like,
got
a notice. They have a notice. They're like,
they've got
coming.
Notice. They just kind of ignore it because they have to live their
but
lives.
But they don't tell you like the
they don't tell
exact
you exactly
time, right?
Yeah, we do. Hell yeah, we do.
So really? You've never encountered someone just waiting for, with you, or excuse me, waiting for you with a gun? Like, just
no.
Pointed straight
well, that's why
at the goddamn.
Oh, we have sheriffs. I mean, like, when I'm picking the lock, I'm not standing by the door in case someone tries to get cute with some buckshot.
It's like training day.
Yeah.
Jake standing to the side. Like.
No, I mean, yesterday, hell, because it was D.C. and they don't have sheriffs, we had U.S. Marshals and the full Kevlar and everything.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it was pretty jeez. Badass.
Nice.
So, yeah, this guy with his cool and wearing his college professor jacket. That's how he was dressed.
Leather patches and a tweed blazer.
Nice little tweedy blazer.
Exactly. And he puts down his copy of Chaucer, and he, you know, he's like, "Where? What the hell's going on with all this stuff?" And I say, "Hey, it's on the lawn." He's like, "So can I take it?" And I hear Mother Maria's voice ringing in the back of my head. So I'm like, "Great impression." So I'm like, "Look, dude, it's your neighbor's stuff. I wouldn't do it. You know, try to be courteous." And then I look at him. I'm like, trying to keep it real. I'm like, on the other hand, I ain't a cop, and I can't do a goddamn thing about what you do. And as soon as he heard that, he grabs a TV. TV under each arm.
A TV under each arm?
Like, this is literally their neighbor? Like, the guy next door?
Like, right across the street. He grabs a TV under each arm after putting out his cool. Just runs right to his front door.
Runs? He's actually running? Like, no. The LA riots?
No, I mean, it was a pretty measured pace, actually.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. What were you expecting him to, like, stroke his chin, his professor voice, like, quite the conundrum.
God damn.
No, he just grabbed that.
Then again, I don't care about any of my neighbors, so.
Yeah.
Who am I to judge?
Yeah, but I'm not going to take their TV.
I would.
I mean, like, he booked, and I can almost guarantee you he was coming back for the third TV.
Comes back with a goddamn wheelbarrow.
Would a cop even do anything? I mean, if it's out there on the lawn, can you?
It's theft, but they don't give an S.
It's a real gray area, which is what I kind of want to get into. Because yesterday, for the first time ever, usually I'm just like, I don't care what fine crap they got, throw it out there. It ain't my business. Yesterday, it was my second day straight with like 4 hours or less of sleep. I'd been in traffic for roughly like 6-7 hours the past few days. I'm not really, I don't have my head on straight. There's a guy there, and he's hit the video game room. These people have just a straight-up video game room set up in the basement. And it's like Santa's goodie bag. Inside...
Much better investment than your mortgage.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You know, God forbid you sell the $6,000 pool table and all the electronics to pay off, I don't know, a couple months of rent or something.
Was there a Nintendo DS?
Oh, what is this, 2006? Hell no.
Oh, you're mocking yourself. Okay.
Shut up. Shut up, sassy. We got, in ascending order, we've got a Genesis. I'm like, what the hell? With the original Sonic the Hedgehog cartridge. I'm like, that's kind of hot. All right.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Then we have a PS2. Slimline. I'm like, God, I just sold mine. I could kind of go for that. Then the guy loads in an N64. I'm like, oh, I miss GoldenEye.
Mario Kart.
God awesome. Damn, GoldenEye, Mario Kart, Mario 64. And then a minty PS3 is thrown into the bag as well. And at this point, I'm losing my ass. Oh, no. I'm like, oh my God, dude, just give me that bag of crap. And he, like, without flinching, is like, I don't care, man. I already got a PS3. I'll leave it out back for you. I'm like, Oh, I don't know if I can do that. I don't know. Okay, leave it out back.
Well, I'm not sure, but yeah, leave it there.
Yeah, so he's like, cool. There's out back. We've taken all their possessions out front. Like, out back, it's just a grill and, like, one of those little, are they called a big wheels? What the hell is it? It's a big plastic vehicle that's battery powered that you could shove.
Was it a Hummer?
No,
shove a little toddler
in.
It's
like for kids, yeah.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying like
it was a pink Barbie Jeep.
Oh.
Those aren't big wheels. Big wheels are the tricycle ones.
Yeah, with the big plastic wheel. Yeah.
Have you noticed?
So there's
the big wheel has the big wheel.
So there's a little girl
called smart like that.
In mom's neighborhood, the Chicanos on that street, like the one little kid has like the little Hummer.
Oh, God.
Like, I don't know what the hell. Whatever you call it. Like the remote, not even remote control cars. Like they get in, they drive the effing thing.
That is what this is.
Yeah, but like the Spanish one has to roll in style. Like it's seriously.
What, does it have little rims?
Yeah. It's like an effing Hummer.
Oh, yeah.
Or it's like an Escalade or something. Like it's it's a name brand.
Is the kid smoking it cool?
It's just. You have like three families living in one effing house and they spend their money on this. Like a mini Escalade for the kids.
So,
well, I don't get it. I don't understand why their possession, like all this stuff, is just on a lawn.
Yeah, the house has to be emptied to be considered evicted. Like,
but the house, it's a property, right? You're like, you're on a piece of property, and the lawn is your property, so the property's not.
Yeah,
emptied.
But they can access the stuff if it's on the lawn.
It actually,
they can no longer get in.
It
the
doesn't
house.
Even go on the lawn. It goes
sidewalk.
On the sidewalk, like that strip of grass.
Yeah.
So
then it's not even theft because it's just like a public, like it's
just
on
the street.
I wish,
God, I called you yesterday trying to get this because I pull
moral
away.
Compass.
Yeah, exactly. Like there's just this bag of electronics. I mean, like I said, it looks like Santa's goodie bag. He's like, it's just sitting inside the little Barbie mobile, man. Go for it. There's like a back alley.
If you get the green light from your employer, man.
He wasn't my employer. He was like one of the guys in the organization.
I don't know.
Well, obviously, you could do it legally.
Oh, we got a caller. Right. We got a caller. I'm sure this will be worth it. Perhaps. Hi, caller.
Hi.
Ah, hello.
It's Power Wheels.
Oh, it's Power Wheels?
No, Power Wheels are the little toys.
No, it's Hot Wheels.
Oh, yeah.
Power Wheels.
Yeah.
Power Wheels. Who is this?
Oh, my God. Do you own a Power Wheels? What?
No. I never owned a Power Wheel in my life.
Is this
you
Rachel?
Had a horrible childhood, then.
Yeah, I know.
Who be this?
Who is this? Caller, identify.
It's Lauren.
Oh, what's up? What's up, Lauren?
Oh, and by the way, hello, Kate.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Yes.
Kate. Who's Kate?
Rodriguez.
Yeah. I only know Rodriguez.
All right.
Rodriguez.
Hi, Lauren Carter.
All right.
Hi.
Good pull, Lauren. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That was a constructive call. Power go. Wheels.
Yeah,
all right.
Helpful. See, it's good to have callers.
All right.
Hold on. Here's another caller. Hello.
All right.
Oh, my God, John.
My see her.
Yeah. Excellent impressions. Oh, flawless. Jesus Christ.
Is she listening and, like, cutting herself right now?
God damn it. She'll be on the show just during the week.
Rachel, I like you.
Once she's on the ledge.
It's just funny to do your voice.
She'll call in from the ledge of whatever bridge runs by her house.
Oh, my God,
well,
John!
If she does call in, it better be to 703-560-8255.
Ooh.
Oh! Hint. Sneaking that number in there.
All right. So Power Wheels, where were we?
He dumps it, this huge bag of electronics, in the pink Power Wheels. And
did he take anything for himself?
No, he didn't. Ooh. He's like, dude, I got the PS3 that's backward compatible. I don't even need the PS2. Just go to town.
Like, I picture like the scene from Training Day, not to bring that up again, where he's like digging in the floor. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, he's looking like, for the loot.
Yeah, he's just like, you comfortable? He's like, oh, I'm comfortable.
So I exit.
I don't get it, though. Like, I don't know.
Well, the whole...
It's a real
like,
gray area.
To me...
It's not a gray area. There's still their possessions.
That's
the
how...
The house is no longer their possession.
That's kind of how I feel.
It's just the
well,
fact
well,
that...
Well, yeah, but it's like somebody else is going to take it. Yeah,
exactly. Like, they're not going to get caught
and this,
either.
Dude, I'm so sleepy, and at the same time, this is all that's going through my head. I'm trying to noodle it out. I'm
number
like,
one rule is...
I'm like, this S is getting stolen in 5 minutes. I mean, I know this.
It's only wrong if you get caught.
But every time you look at that PS3, you're going to know that you took it from somebody.
Oh,
that you personally took it from somebody.
It's
yeah, would
like,
you be able to enjoy
it's
that
haunt
PS3,
you.
John?
Yeah. I have, like, many stolen items that I now, like, think of as mine actively. And if someone were to take them from me, I would be extremely upset.
You got, earned those.
Yeah, I stole them fair and square. I got away with it. They are mine.
Jeez. Yeah,
well,
I,
do you
I'd
consider yourself
tempted.
An American? Or are you looking over your shoulder for engines all the time?
work for Whitey. So
well put.
I shag ass out of there because I'm like, I'll slip up. I'll be weak. If you give me like 2 more minutes just staring at that fine damn thing glistening in the sun, I could
like Santa's toy bag, like a red velvety thing with a
oh,
drawstring.
I mean, that's, yeah, like I'm so tired, I'm hallucinating. Like I'm seeing little reindeer dancing around.
A
like,
beam of God. Sunlight, it's kind of twinkling, yeah.
It's like under a rainbow. And I drive away and I'm instantly calling like as many of my most video game addicted friends as I can find so they'll all tell me to steal it. And I'm getting and I'm getting voicemail after voicemail. And by the time I find someone, they're like non-degenerates. And they're like, eh, you did the right thing. And I'm like,
who was that?
You need more
who
degenerate
that
friends.
Word,
No. I'm not a big... I wouldn't have done it. I don't care about video games.
Well, I called Tony, first of all.
It's free, man. It's free grabs.
My buddy, Tony DeSisto,
I would have thought about it.
God bless him, just lives in his folks' basement and has a wall of, like, X360, top-end computer, PS3. I call Tony, like, 4 times. No S. I'm, like, leaving voicemails. I'm like, dude, call me back fast. Call me back now. I finally get to Rich Harmon, who's, like, maybe my most moral friend.
Really?
And Rich, yeah.
The magical Negro.
He is. He's good and kind. And Rich is like, you did the right thing, man. I'm like, I didn't need to hear that.
Oh,
why?
It's like so disappointing.
You call
here.
The N-word. Frustration.
Yeah, I dropped the bomb. Like, you N-S-O-B. No. No, man. I'm like, okay, cool. I needed that because otherwise I was going to drive right back from the second job site that was like 15 minutes away. I was like, 90 minutes, you know, screw it. That if it's there, it's mine.
Well, these people were there when you went in?
No, I take it back. There were two people that left maybe like 20 minutes before it all went down and just saw like 25 Rodriguez across the street from them just waiting to tear into their house like Esther or Goose. And then when we finally got there, there was just one old lady left, and she like left, you know, after getting dressed. Yeah. So I drive home, and I try to sleep because I have to work nights too, and I can't. Like, it's like telltale heart, man.
Yeah, you didn't take it.
I just hear
there's no heart.
I just hear PS3. PS3. I'm like, I call Rich again because I know I can get a hold of Rich Harmon. And I start going to work on Rich. I'm like, Rich, I know we agreed it was the right thing to leave this thing, but it's been left. Like, what if we go later tonight, dude? What if we go later tonight? He's like, that's like 12 hours, dude. That's fair game. So.
I'm gonna agree with that, because if they haven't come back to the house in that time and gathered up their possessions, then that's just sitting there. You gave them a fair chance.
Not really. Probably takes a while to procure like a moving truck or whatever the hell they would need.
Yeah, you leave a scout. You leave one of the kids there. You got enough of them.
Dude, if that was me, I wouldn't wait for the moving truck. I'd be taking the bus just to Rich, get there if I didn't have a car.
Rich immediately.
Give me that PS3.
Rich is like, cool, I want to play God of War. Give me that PS2. Yeah. PS3 is yours. We're all good.
Played God of War. Good game.
All right. I think I can do this. Picks me up right after my shift. We drive in. And as I'm driving in, we're doing logic puzzles. We're doing role play. Like, all right, Rich, you're evicted. What do you do? And we come to the consensus, like, we pick up the electronics instantly. You just load your car with the electronics. Yeah. They're the smallest things, but the most valuable. And you load your clothes in so you can live.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, well, if they didn't take that electronic, they just didn't want it or something.
They probably skipped town if they weren't even there and they knew the date.
Yeah. So we're like,
they're probably back in Juarez right now.
So we kind of justify it as, look, if everything's gone, if everything's gone when we get there, like maybe we'll look at the bag. But if stuff's already there, like they haven't moved everything, then that's wrong, man. That's wrong. They haven't taken their possessions yet.
This is like slutty girls justifying their behavior.
Yeah.
I'll go down on him, but I won't lick his A. Don't want to come off too scandalous.
Dude, we pull up and everything, like we had put it neatly on the grass beyond the sidewalk.
The
like
grass
right at the
has actually been torn up too.
Everything is flung everywhere. We're there at like 12 in the morning. There is some white dude walking his dog who's just like the whitest looking white dude you've ever seen. Like, what is this mess? That kind of expression on his face. Everything of value looked gone. Just ransacked. Everything thrown like a effing typhoon hit it.
This is like this is Maryland?
No, this is D.C. proper.
This is like Northeast? Capital.
Yeah, Northeast.
Oh.
So we circle around
the
back
alley. Right near the Nexus, right? Capital?
Yeah, it's like, very it's like close.
Yeah, but
it's
pretty close. It's east, it's, you know.
Yeah.
No, that's what I was telling him, man. White people have taken that area over.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, they've invaded. D.C. Well, is no longer a chocolate city.
By the time we're looking at this, I'm like, Rich, I can't pull the trigger on this. This is taking crap from these people.
But it's already gone.
Dude, if you want to know how bad this neighborhood is, I'm like, Rich, look, we'll just take a look at the alley. Like, I just want to see what happened. Let's see if the trash bag's there. Not only were the electronics taken, someone had stolen the damn pink Power Wheels, too.
Oh, the Power Wheels.
Like,
my baby enjoy this.
Yeah. And at that moment, I realized there is no way the family that lived here took a goddamn thing out of any of this. Like they're going to pack up the Power Wheels. That's the essential thing. No, it was looted. And as we're pulling out, there were two, like, fat sisters, maybe 35, 40, giving us the dirtiest goddamn looks. Like, get the hell out of here. This is our ass now. And Rich is like, we're leaving. We're leaving.
Wow.
Yeah, man. So, we got like 2 seconds for callers. If you want to call in, 703-560-TALK. Again, 703-560-8255. Pretty much real quickly, would it have been theft had I taken it at the get-go? And was it finders keepers 12 hours in?
I mean, technically, it'd always be theft. I mean, legally.
Yeah. All right, Johnny Law.
But the fact is, like, you would have gotten away with it, so no, not really. I would have slept well.
If you get away with it, it's not a crime.
Exactly.
It's not theft.
You would have gotten away with it, but you would have felt bad. That's all.
He shouldn't have. Like, it's
Mario
all.
Mario would have haunted your dreams.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all
Why
these people's fault.
Why you take of these?
You know? What is, oh, it's from The Simpsons, goddammit. I knew you were referencing something. And then Sonic would tell me, take it. Take it.
I don't know about you, but for me, I've had a PS3. Like, the amount of thought that you just put into it, like, wouldn't even be worth that amount of time I'd sit around playing it. I don't know, maybe. Well, you're probably different then. I take it back.
Hey. I would have had fun with it, at least for a while, man. All right, well, we need to get the hell out of here, actually. We got Squire and the Night Train Memories pulling into the station. How's that?
I'm on a night train!
There you go, Squire. Shall we start? The outro bed?
Sure.
There, hold
it's
on.
It's been a mighty hard time.
No, this is the outro bed. Surf Rider.
Oh, right.
It said bed, not sweeper.
Oh, right.
Learn
bed.
Your radio
oh, sorry.
Speak,
yeah,
sir.
I'm not a...
Rodriguez, you did pretty well.
All right.
How often can you come by for this crap?
When I'm free?
When you Most are summoned.
Time. Yeah.
All right. Rodriguez, welcome to the show then. You'll be cool. Joining it at least in some capacity now and again. You're good folks. Rich?
Never again.
Exactly. Will, thank you as always.
You're welcome.
Again, you've been listening to Papa's Basement. Show what... you want to continue? You want to continue? Anything left in there? Again, show website in papasbasement.com. Tweet us at Papa's Basement and like us on Facebook. And we are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.